Chapter 20, Episode 5, The Dark Keeper, Part 1.
Then I will let everyone take care of it.
The Dokebi said these words and disappeared. A food penalty and a survival penalty. I already knew about the former penalty. However, the latter wasn't in the original ways of survival. Maybe my contract with Bihyun caused this development. Jung Hee-won confirmed that the biscuit in her pocket had disappeared and asked in a soft voice, Dokja-shi, did you perhaps know something like this would happen? I didn't expect it. I thought about what the Dokebis would do first to harass humans. Are you really good at making predictions? I called Lee Hyun-sung and the others over. The situation was created, and now it was time to move.
Give back our food! How did this happen?
The people of the marginalized group were crying. Chun-hee No and the mainstream group were also devastated by the sudden food shortage. My eyes met Chun-hee No's, who then bit his lip.
Perhaps. Were you aware of it?
No, that's impossible. If I could read his thoughts, then that's what he would be thinking.
You have accurately read the thoughts of the character Chun-hee No. Your understanding of the character Chun-hee No has increased.
My understanding rose from this sort of thing? I looked at the other people's expressions and tried to guess what they were thinking. However, the previous messages didn't pop up again. Meanwhile, Chun-hee No quickly gathered the people together in order to organize the chaos.
Everyone gather together. I will give you an emergency notice.
The contents of the notice were simple. The situation had become worse, so more scouts from the marginalized group were needed. They had to hurry. Now there was no food underground.
We won't distribute food to people who don't participate as scouts.
Despite the hardline declaration, there was no backlash from the citizens. No, they couldn't. It was an inevitable result in this situation. The people noticed it and volunteered to be scouts one by one. The food had disappeared, but hope remained on Chun-hee No's face. As the situation became worse, more control was passed on to the mainstream group. Lee Hyun-sung became anxious when he saw this and opened his mouth.
Dokja-shi, what now?
Of course, we have to go and get food. The expressions of the party members became tense at these words. Obtain food. This meant only one thing.
Then we have to be scouts? There is still food remaining above ground.
Nope, we won't go above ground. If we go there, we will unconditionally die. I looked at a gas mask on the floor. This tattered gas mask couldn't stop the poisonous fog. Lee Hyun-sung muttered,
We need to obtain food above ground.
Lee Hyun-sung-shi, the world has changed. Then the food needs to change. I looked at the tunnel into Yaksu Station.
Wait a minute, Dokja-shi. Don't tell me.
That's right. In this world, humans were no longer the top predators. Even if we weren't predators, we didn't necessarily have to be prey. We will hunt monsters. After a while, several people from the marginalized group, including myself, were standing in front of the tunnel towards Yaksu Station.
I see. You are going to enter the railway track?
I thought Chun-hee No would challenge us when we refused to join the scouting group, but he seemed relieved that I was going out of the group. He might think I was a threat to his own power.
Well, looking at it in the long run, a team dedicated to attacking the scenario is required. Come back safely.
He was a funny guy. He spoke like he was the captain, but the time for him to be finished wasn't far off.
Your understanding of the character Chun-hee No has increased. Your understanding of the character Chun-hee No has reached a certain level.
I see. I got it now. There were two major cases of character understanding rising. One was when I got the liking or the trust of the character. The second was when I accurately guessed what the character was thinking. Maybe now was the latter case.
The character Chun-hee No is suspicious of you.
According to the accumulated understanding value, a vague idea of the person's emotions could be obtained.
Oh, can one of my group members join? I'd like to get some information on the attack.
Indeed, Chun-hee No wouldn't let us go so easily. I stared at the men behind him. It was the person who would go with us, and an unlucky fellow.
I have to go with them?
Eh? Why else are you here, Han Hyung? Didn't you want to reconcile with Dokja-shi last night?
That?
Chonino's party member who joined us was department head Han Young-ho.
Dokjoshi,
if you don't mind, I will go.
I understand. Let's go together.
Han Young-ho was surprised when I responded readily. He thought I would refuse. Lee Hyun-sung had a worried face, but I had an idea. In any case, the survivor's party of 5 people from carriage 3807, consisting of me, Lee Hyun-sung, Lee Gil-young, Yoo Sang-ah, and Han Myung-ho, was reformed.
Can I come as well?
Is it okay, even if your body isn't fully healed?
This much is fine.
There was one more. Including Jung Hee-won, there was a total of 6 people in the party. It was a lot for a small party. Of course, the number of people wasn't much in front of the upcoming crisis.
A new sub-scenario has arrived. Second scenario, food acquisition. Category, sub. Difficulty, E. Clear conditions, directly hunt the monsters that can be used as food and cook them. Time limit, none. Compensation, 500 coins. Failure, unknown.
As soon as they stepped foot in the tunnel, a sub-scenario flew in. Food acquisition. It was a sub-scenario we had to go through before entering the second main scenario.
A few constellations are anticipating your performance.
The darkness of the tunnel became apparent before we even moved 10 steps. I lit up the tunnel with a flashlight, but the outline of the surrounding area wasn't visible at all. It was proof of a curtain that was blocking the light. The real thing would be beyond this curtain.
Dokjoshi, wait a minute. It is really dangerous from here on.
Jung Hee-won, who walked beside me, stopped first.
Are we really going this way? No matter how I look, it seems like suicide. There's also Gil-young.
In fact, I was concerned from the beginning. It isn't too late, so how about we leave Gil-young behind? And if possible, the woman. Lee Hyung-sung-shi, I'm not as good as you, but I know how to fight. I took some kendo lessons.
Jung Hee-won replied.
But an unnecessary controversy was about to heat up in the atmosphere, so I interrupted. Lee Hyun-sung-shi, I told you before, the world has changed. It is biased that a woman is physically weak. Right now, everyone can become stronger by raising their stats. But Jung Hee-won-shi, there is also a problem with your words.
What is it?
Just as a woman isn't weak, a child also isn't weak. Gil-young, show them. Lee Gil-young came forward. He looked around for a while before sitting on the tunnel floor and reaching out his hand. Jung Hee-won's eyes widened.
Oh my god, what is that?
Shit, cockroaches!
Han Myung-ho cried out with fear. The cockroach that appeared in the distance was connected to Lee Gil-young's fingertips with a faint solid line. The cockroach listened to Lee Gil-young's words like a well-behaved dog and disappeared into the darkness.
My attribute is insect collector.
Insect collector. Lee Gil-young possessed the rare ability to communicate with insects through his diverse communication skill.
There's nothing in front of us. It's safe for another 100 steps forward.
Lee Gil-young showed an overwhelming scouting power, and the other people made stunned expressions. Lee Gil-young spoke to them with a bold expression.
Thank you for your concern, but I didn't follow all of you for you to take care of me.
Yes. Jung Hee-won nodded with a sour expression. Lee Gil-young came to my side and I stroked his hair. Lee Gil-young's attribute hadn't been seen in the original ways of survival. It wasn't a wrong choice to save Lee Gil-young in the beginning. We passed a clear barrier and entered the full-fledged darkness.
You have entered a dangerous area.
Yoo Sang-ah-shi, it is dangerous to hold my hand while walking.
Aren't you more afraid than I am?
No!
The air inside the curtain was sticky from the humidity. Reduce the light, I ordered. Yoo Sang-ah immediately covered the flashlight. Since this model didn't have a light control function, she had to adjust the light with her hand.
Ew, don't shine it downwards.
Jung Hee-won felt nauseous when she checked the ground. There were torn bodies. The bodies of those who tried to move through here were scattered at their feet. Yoo Sang-ah closed her eyes tightly, Han Myung-ho shook, and even the bold Lee Hyun-sung started sweating. Lee Gil-young was surprisingly calm, and not the slightest bit of fear on his face. I felt a bit worried. This boy, did he think it was all a game?
There's something that isn't human.
As Lee Gil-young said, it wasn't only the bodies of humans on the ground. There was something the size of a fully grown wolf. The bodies of the mole-like creatures were scattered all over the place. the ninth grade underground species, the ground rat. It was a name reminiscent of a bug on Earth, but a name was just a name. They were underground piranhas. The ground rats were persistent hunters who burrowed through the ground in groups and aimed at their prey. However, the ground rats collapsed like they had received a bombardment. Jung Hyewon sighed.
Who the hell did this?
Obviously, there was only one human who could turn the ground rats into this. It was Yoo Jong-yuk. He proceeded to the next station through this path alone. I couldn't help wondering. Originally, it was supposed to be tonight or tomorrow when the third turn Yoo Jong-yuk moved to the next station. Why was he so hasty? Did he become impatient? What was the reason?
Dokja-si, can we use this for food?
The scenario said that we have to hunt it ourselves, so maybe it isn't possible.
Well, it is kind of uncomfortable. What about cooking? Do you want to roast it on a fire?
It could be roasted. The problem was that it must be a special fire. Hyewon-si, you said you were good at kendo?
It's a bit much to say I'm good, but what are you doing now?
I stabbed the body of the ground rat and started to cut it with a knife. I didn't know when I read it in the novel, but it didn't go as well as I thought. After somehow getting rid of the tough skin, I managed to remove the spine bones. This was the first time, so I left many scratches, but it was usable.
Why are you taking that?
You need a weapon for kendo. The stone hog's thorn wasn't enough for everyone, and the spine of the ground rat consisted of a single bone, making it a pretty good weapon at the beginning of the scenario. After cutting the cartilage leading to the leg and shaping it, the bone actually took the shape of a knife. I gave it to Jung Hyewon.
Thank you. I suddenly feel like I'm back in the Paleolithic age.
You need to grind it a bit more for it to be useful. There are rocks, so skillfully grind the blade.
Understood, Captain.
Jung Hyewon started to grind the blade with a slightly excited voice. I looked up and saw Lee Hyun-sung watching the scene with a bit of envy. Do you want one?
Will you make me one?
All of you come closer. It is better if you learn how to do it. Let's make it together. In fact, it was also my first time trying it. I wouldn't have been able to do it if the details hadn't been included in Ways of Survival. Why wasn't Ways of Survival popular? It was simple. The author wrote too much of the setting.
Dokja-si, you are a beginner, but you are good at it.
We sat down and made weapons together. This time, it was a spear, not a sword. They didn't have the kendo skill, so I decided it was more stable to make a long spear. Lee Hyun-sung's spear was made of the spine of the largest ground rat, while Yoo Sang-a and Han Myung-o's weapons were made of the spine of an average-sized ground rat. Finally, Lee Gil-young's weapon was made of the head bone of the young ground rat.
You have succeeded in acquiring weapons by yourself. A small number of constellations are interested in the primitive nature of humanity. Constellations have sponsored you 100 coins.
Everyone received these messages.
We received coins for even this type of thing?
I asked, I don't want you to die. You have your own coins?
Yes, we do.
Whenever possible, leave enough coins for the survival cost and invest the rest in your strength, physique, and agility. Otherwise, you won't survive.
I'll keep that in mind.
We finished the preparations and started to move forward again. The 100 steps that Lee Gil-young mentioned ended right in front of us.
The sub-scenario, food acquisition, has begun.
The ground rats crawled out from the ground. I quickly counted their numbers. 1, 2, 3. There were exactly 13. It was more than I thought. The group of ground rats drew a line and started threatening us. The moment we crossed the line, the fight would begin. I said, "There is no plan. We are beginners. It might sound cruel, but honestly, I don't expect you to survive."
That?
Still, all of you survive. Please. Han Myung-o was the only upset one in the party. Everyone else was nervous but looked determined. In particular, Jung Hyewon's eyes were very impressive.
Okay, let's try it. Everybody, please live.
Just as Yoo Jong-yuk tested me, I also had expectations for them. No matter how good a mentor, a person who wasn't determined couldn't survive in this world. In the end, it was up to each person to save themselves. Everybody should use this opportunity to realize it clearly. Then let's go. I also knew who I must take among these people. As we took one more step, the ground rats moved. The battle began. Chapter 21, Episode 5, Dark Keeper, Part 2. The party fought well. It was actually a little bit surprising. In particular, Lee Hyun-sung and Jung Hee-won, who stepped forward with me, were very influential. The battle composition naturally became the three of us in front of the other three in the rear. Less than a minute after the battle began, a few ground rats were stuck to the ground with their necks pierced. Lee Hyun-sung overpowered another ground rat, wiped the sweat on his forehead, and said, "I think I can live." Once they raised their overall stats, the human race wasn't that weak. Even so, Lee Hyun-sung's mentality was very special in this world. A normal human couldn't be so nonchalant when encountering monsters. There was a reason why he got the name Steel Sword in the future. However, the more amazing person was Jung Hee-won. She said, "The pattern is simpler than I thought." Maybe it was due to the kendo skill, but every time her sword stretched out, the target ground rat was cut somewhere on the legs or tail. "Hap!" It was a case where Jung Hee-won invested most of her coins into strength. Her endurance declined due to it, but the power of one blow was better than I thought. Her sword moved in a terrifying manner through the air. "Damn! I lost one! Please!" Her voice trembled as she spoke. Her only weakness was her physique was low, so her endurance fell short. The ground rats who moved between the party members were moderately smart. After succeeding in scattering the ranks, they ran towards the opponent who seemed the weakest using a hunter's instincts. "Leave it to me." However, the ground rats didn't know that they had picked the wrong opponent. A blunt instrument thrown by Lee Gil-young's hand struck the head of a ground rat. The impact was lacking because he was a child, but it was enough. The others could help him finish it. Yu Sung-ah's spear pierced the body of the ground rat. The ground rat twisted several times. Yu Sung-ah made a confused expression, but she didn't remove her hand from the spear. The ground rat lost its energy and fell down. I honestly thought it would be difficult for Yu Sung-ah to adapt, but I was really surprised. Usually it was normal to panic like Han Myung-oh standing over here. As the people were struggling, one person was hiding in the rear. He couldn't even hide properly and was bleeding near the shins. I pierced the last ground rat with the thorn, and the surroundings became quiet. I shook the blood off the thorn and looked at everyone. Everyone suffered from minor abrasions except for Han Myung-oh, but there were no major injuries. It was a great first victory. Yu Sung-ah and Lee Gil-young relaxed and sat down, while Lee Hyun-sung stabbed his spear into the ground and wiped at the sweat on his forehead. Jung Hee-won lamented as she counted the number of ground rats in the vicinity. "Dok Da-shi, how many did you take care of?" "Four of them." "I killed two." "I got three." My pride was somehow hurt when I heard Lee Hyun-sung's proud declaration. There was only one difference despite my stats. I used a skill and looked at Lee Hyun-sung's attributes window.
Character summary. Name, Lee Hyun-sung. Age, 28 years old. Sponsor, Master of Steel. Exclusive attributes. Soldier who turned a blind eye to injustice. General. Exclusive skills. Bayonet skills, level 2. Camouflage, level 1. Patience, level 1. Sense of Justice, level 1. Weapons training, level 2. Stigma. Great Mountain Push, level 1. Overall stats. Physique, level 12. Strength, level 9. Agility, level 9. Magic power, level 6. Overall evaluation. The moment of the attribute evolution is gradually approaching. The person's trust in you is considerable. The sponsor behind him is wary towards you. Starter pack is currently applied.
Huh, the starter pack. This was why he was so strong. The Master of Steel seemed to quite like Lee Hyun-sung. The starter pack was a coin package that could be used when the average of the overall stats of the incarnation was less than a level 10. It was a good item that allowed you to learn weapons training, a useful skill in the beginning, while raising the level of the overall stats by one. Considering the fact that most incarnations were being exploited for nothing, Lee Hyun-sung was lucky to receive a starter pack.
"Dok Ja-shi, your complexion doesn't look good."
No, I was thinking for a moment. Now I was a little bit envious. Well, I had the money to buy it, but I didn't buy it. My average stats exceeded level 10, so buying it would only damage me. Damn, I opened the dokebi bag a bit early. "Let's gather up the ground rats. We need to prepare today's food."
By the way, how will we cook it? We can't eat it like this."
"We can't eat it now, but there will be a way."
I guess I answered too calmly. There was a silence among my party members. Lee Hyun-sung was the first one to open his mouth. Excuse me, I would like to ask you one thing. Yes? Dokja-shi, perhaps... Do you know something about this situation? Whoops, I made a mistake. That... Suddenly, I remembered the regressors in the novel I read, followed by Yoo Jong-hyuk's words. It was like this, the feeling of a regressor. Usually, these types of things happen to a regressor. Some replies came to mind. I could shamelessly say that it was a hunch, or I could lie like Yoo Jong-hyuk.
The constellation Secret of Plotter is anticipating your choice. A few constellations are anticipating your answer.
But from a reader's point of view, the best answer was...
Ack!
It was to create a situation where I didn't need to say anything.
The constellation Secret of Plotter nods at your choice.
There's still one left! Jung Hyun shouted and Lee Hyun-sung ran. However, the action of the hidden ground rat was faster than anyone else. It was much bigger than the other creatures.
Save me!
It dragged Han Myung-o into a tunnel by one of his legs. The nearest, Yoo Sung-ah, swung her spear, but the situation got worse because Han Myung-o held onto her.
Grab this!
Lee Hyun-sung stretched out the handle of his spear, but it only hit the ground. The ground rat and the two people had already disappeared into the ground.
The constellation Prisoner of the Golden Headband resents this frustrating person.
Jung Hyun burst out.
Ugh, I knew I was going to get cancer because of that uncle.
I'm sorry, I was too late. Lee Hyun-sung spoke in a sad voice. I tapped his shoulder to show it was okay. No one could have done anything.
Should we chase after them?
I looked down at the hole where they had disappeared. It wasn't an ordinary hole. There was a touch of energy around it. The darkness gave off a gloomy feeling. I retreated to the back and turned on my smartphone. There was only 5% battery remaining. At dawn, I exchanged one battery charger for food with a person from the marginalized group.
Your reading speed has increased due to the effect of your exclusive attribute.
Shortly afterwards, I was able to find the desired passage.
The edge of darkness is the habitat of the ground rats and is a type of subspace emitted from the dark root. The ground rats that breathe in black ether instead of oxygen don't grow naturally unless they are near the edge of darkness.
It was a fact that I knew roughly, but it was meaningful to review it. That's right. This was the entrance to the edge of darkness. I read about it and put my smartphone in my pocket.
Dokja-shi?
Lee Hyung-sung was looking at me with a frustrated expression. I nodded. We will enter.
Ah, then.
Still, it's very dangerous to enter with a lot of people. Lee Hyun-sung-shi and Jung Hyun-shi will wait here at the boundary. If something happens, I will give you a signal. The startled Jung Hyun asked,
Surely, you don't intend to go with only Gil-young?
Gil-young's ability will be helpful in pursuing them. The moment she tried to strongly resist, I raised a hand and called to Lee Hyun-sung. Lee Hyun-sung-shi, Jung Hyun-shi isn't in a good condition, so please take care of her. Lee Hyun-sung seemed to recognize something. I understand.
Wait a minute, I'm fine!
Jung Hyun, confidence is good, but don't be reckless. Jung Hyun's breathing was uneven. She wasn't completely healed from the poisonous fog. I left the two people and entered the hole with Lee Gil-young. It was obviously a hole that was dug in a vertical slope. However, as soon as we entered, we could stand as if gravity was in effect perpendicular to the ground. It was due to the magical power emitted by the edge of darkness. This way. The darkness was so deep that I couldn't see anything, so I could only move forward with Lee Gil-young. Black ether had the property of absorbing light, making a flashlight meaningless. If Lee Gil-young's ability, diverse communication, wasn't available, I might have to use coins again.
Excuse me, Hyung.
Lee Gil-young called out to me.
Did you do it on purpose?
What?
When that uncle grabbed Nuna and Ajashi, you let it go.
I had a moment of hesitation. In the darkness, Lee Gil-young's fingertips were strange. Before I could ask how he knew, Lee Gil-young spoke.
At that time, I was looking at Hyung's face.
He was watching me even in those short moments. A very scary kid. It was no good hiding from a person who was so quick. Yes, that's right. The answer was terrible, and the message was a bomb set off in my head. Indeed, this was a spectacle for the constellations.
Constellations of absolute good frown at your cruelty. The constellation Secret of Plotter is pressing you with shining eyes. Why did you do that?
It is because of the habit of the ground rats. I decided to answer honestly. The ground rats have a habit of keeping their catches in the same place as their treasure. It isn't just food. Many things that seem rare are gathered. For example, an item. However, the paths are so complicated that it can't be found unless I follow them directly. Lee Gil-young was silent for a moment. I continued speaking. I expected him to take Han Myung-oh. I didn't expect him to grab onto Yu Sang-ah.
Then your purpose isn't to save Nuna or Ajashi. It is the items?
Yes. Are you disappointed?
Nope.
Lee Gil-young's hand gripped my finger tightly.
Hyung shouldn't lie. If Hyung was such a person, you wouldn't have saved me on the subway. I believe in you.
Lee Gil-young didn't act like a child, but he was still a child. Lee Gil-young didn't know. To be mature and to be an adult were completely different things.
Some constellations are touched to tears. 200 coins have been sponsored.
In this world, there were mean adults who would take advantage of such maturity. The hole was longer than I thought, and we had to go downwards for quite a long time.
Hyung.
Yes?
Hyung, are you God?
What?
Or the main character?
Children sometimes ask sharp questions. It was because they lived in a world where stories and reality weren't clearly distinguished. Lee Gil-young didn't know exactly what his question meant. I'm not a main character. Rather, I always envy the main character.
But you still know something about this world?
I thought for a moment before replying. That's right.
Then I'll ask you one thing.
I will answer it if I can.
Once we clear all these scenarios, can we make a wish?
Wish? I was a bit confused.
Usually, there is a reward at the end of these stories. At the end of this story, is there something like that?
In the darkness, Lee Gil-young's breath was trembling. Lee Gil-young's expression when he saw his dead mother suddenly came to mind. Those who adapted to this world suffered from it in different ways. Some were crazy, some were fanatics, and some had irrational optimism. Yes, there is. I was grateful that this place was dark. It was because Lee Gil-young couldn't see my face right now.
We are almost there, Hyung.
The surrounding black ether was shrinking rapidly. It was evidence that the dark root was nearby. I tensed up and gripped the thorn.
A few constellations are holding their breaths.
I heard the sound of ground rats somewhere in the ground. As the sound got closer, the sense of space expanded rapidly. I saw a light in the darkness, as if someone had lit a fire. Then I saw a tattered box beyond that light. The moment I was convinced that I had come to the right place, a message rang in my ears.
The sub-scenario has been updated. You have entered Ground Rat's Treasure Trove.
Chapter 22, Episode 5, Dark Keeper, Part 3.
Hyung, this...
Right after Lee Gil-young discovered the treasure box, I blocked his little mouth. Shh. Wait. The worlds of ways of survival was relentless. The constellations enjoyed the adversity of the characters and added obstacles in the scenarios just to fuck with the humans. Things saying, catch me, usually contained traps, and even system messages couldn't be trusted. The treasure trove doesn't just contain treasures.
The constellation Abyssal Black Flame Dragon is disappointed.
Abyssal Black Flame Dragon. He wanted me to die for a while. Anyway, I waited. Shortly afterwards, shadows started to emerge around the treasure chest. It was the ground rats. They brought something through the tunnel, threw it, and exchanged information. Once a certain number of ground rats had gathered, the number of lights illuminating the surroundings increased. It was black fire. Flames made with black ether. It was said that this place was the core of the dark root, which is why it had so much black ether to burn. At that time, someone's voice was heard.
It is all because of Yu Sang-ashi!
There is no need to say who it was. It was a voice I would know at once. I gripped the shoulder of the surprised Lee Gil-young tightly. It wasn't time yet.
Because of me? What do you mean by that?
In the dim light, there were two people captured by the ground rats. They were tied up tightly by branches that came up from the ground.
If Yu Sang-ah hadn't taken the subway, the situation wouldn't be like this.
Why does the subway matter now?
How could she accept all this nonsense?
Maybe Yu Sang-ah was a saintly person, or maybe the sponsor behind her was a saintly person.
That Yu Sang-ah-shi, you ride a bicycle all the time.
Han Myung-oh's voice shook as he wrote gibberish. Yu Sang-ah's tone was cold.
Wait a minute.
Were you the one who stole my bike? What is this person? I clearly told you that I would drive you in my car. You should know how to accept favors.
Answer me. Did you steal my bike?
All of a sudden, the situation made sense. This was it. It was why a person who drove a Mercedes-Benz S-Class took the subway Line 3. Well, it wasn't strange. There were quite a few men who had their eyes on Yu Sang-ah, not just at the company, but at Gumo Station as well. In fact, Yu Sang-ah was a worthy person. Her atmosphere was warm, and she knew how to flatter people.
The Constellation, demon-like judge of fire, hates the character Han Myung-oh.
Han Myung-oh's face was so red it could clearly be seen in the dim lighting. It looked dangerous.
Yes, shit, I did it. So what?
Why are you talking like it isn't a big deal? You took someone else's things. It is theft.
Theft? Shit, don't talk bullshit. You should have just gotten my car from the beginning.
The Constellation, prisoner of the Golden Headband, hates this trivial argument.
I didn't mean to do this, but there was no other way now. I quietly gripped the thorn.
I didn't ask you just once. I continuously asked to take you home, but you kept fucking rejecting me.
I threw the thorn as hard as I could. The thorn scratched the corner of Han Myung-oh's mouth and continued into the darkness.
Walk! What?
The Constellation, prisoner of the Golden Headband, is pleased. 100 coins have been sponsored.
Dokja-shi! Yu Sang-ah called out to me. However, I wasn't looking at them. Across the habitat of the ground rats, the darkness was split apart by the thorn. Then, that damned guy came. There was no way it wouldn't be in the dark root.
Dark Keeper has appeared. The sub-scenario has been updated. Sub-scenario, kill the guard, has begun.
Like slaves surrendering to a king, the terrified ground rats fell to the ground. A dark figure appeared in the dim light. A tentacled monster that was like a grim reaper. Lee Gil-young's complexion deteriorated sharply.
Oof, Hyung, that...
It is okay. Eventually, Lee Gil-young fell to the ground and started retching. It wasn't strange. A lot of pressure was felt just looking at it from afar. The cockroaches scattered around the area had their stomachs exploded. Lee Gil-young, who was connected to the cockroaches, would have suffered considerable mental damage. Gil-young, how many more times can you use diverse communication?
I think I can do it one or two more times.
I understand. Then rest here for a while. I left Gil-young leaning against the side and approached Yu Sang-ah and Han Myung-oh. The panicked Han Myung-oh was struggling.
Wook! What is this?
I took the Swiss Army knife and cut the branches binding the two of them. I only moved the knife a few times. Then, the part of the branch that it touched abruptly corroded and the blade melted away. Yes, this was the power of a demonic species. Stay back, I said while raising a weapon made of the spine of a ground rat. The seventh-grade demon-type species, Dark Keeper. Among the many monsters that appeared since the start of the destruction, the demon species were toxic. In fact, the treasures of the ground rats were close to tributes to the demon. Even if it was the same grade, the demon species was different from the other monster species.
The Dark Keeper has received the favor of the Demon King it follows.
Gamyun, der, yeter.
The demon species had their own language, worshipped different demon kings, and inherited some of the power of the demon king through the dark root.
The Dark Keeper has emitted fear. The exclusive skill, Fourth Wall, has neutralized most of the fear effect.
Therefore, killing one demon meant becoming the adversary of their demon king.
Yeter.
I didn't know what it was saying, but it didn't look good. I didn't want to fight if possible.
Mother?
Yu Sung-a was the one who spoke. She still hadn't left? I told you to stay back.
That monster just said mother.
I thought for a moment about what this meant. No. Wait a minute.
I think... Karu Yemiren? Is this the pronunciation? Aketu?
For a moment, I thought I was mistaken, but I didn't hear wrong.
Kalitu.
Surprisingly, the Dark Keeper nodded at the end.
The character Yu Sung-a has activated Interpreter Level 3 skill.
Oh my god, she wasn't only good at Spanish. Let's see what would happen.
I asked, what is he saying?
That it keeps saying, become mother.
Become mother? The Dark Creeper cried out again and pointed at Yu Sung-a.
Kalitu.
Yu Sung-a had a tearful face.
Mother? I'm not married yet.
The Dark Keeper pointed at Han Myung-o this time.
Kalitu.
Han Myung-o turned pale as he wiped his lips.
Why am I the mother? Father!
The Dark Keeper's tentacles rose.
Oof!
One of the tentacles entered his mouth and Han Myung-o turned black. There was a sound of something moving down Han Myung-o's throat. That's right. This is what it meant to become the mother. I belatedly recalled that the demon species conceived their young in the body of other species. Yu Sung-a-shi, you don't plan to have a child yet, right?
Of course.
Yu Sung-a immediately understood the words and stepped back quickly. I swung the ground rat spear and tore at the tentacles attached to Han Myung-o. The Dark Keeper roared angrily.
Kalituo!
The tentacles of the demon species were gradually breaking the ground rat spear. Even the stone hog thorn, which broke through the stomach of the ichthyosaur, would have been destroyed the moment it was stuck in a demon's body. Before I knew it, Han Myung-o was far away while Yu Sung-a looked at me.
Is there a chance?
Her eyes seemed to be asking me. To tell the truth, I didn't have a chance.
Pshu, pshu, tong!
After a few strikes, the ground rat spear was almost destroyed. The hand holding the spear was in pain. The monster guarding the treasure chest couldn't be caught, just like the ichthyosaur of Dongo Bridge. That's why the original plan wasn't to deal with the monster, but was to obtain the treasure chest after it disappeared. As always, plans existed for things to go wrong. Dokebi, are you watching?
You knew?
The Dokebi showed up in the darkness. I didn't know his name, but he seemed to be a cousin of Bihyung. There should be some mail for me by now. I want you to hand it over quickly.
It isn't my responsibility. It is Bihyung's thing.
Right now, you are taking Bihyung's place. Don't you see the constellations complaining?
The constellation, prisoner of the golden headband, wants to scold the Dokebi Biryu. The constellation, demon-like judge of fire, threatens the Dokebi Biryu.
The Dokebi Biryu gulped.
Okay, instead it is just this once. I think it will be interesting.
The Dokebi muttered something and the summoning began.
The item has arrived from this exchange. The item, Broken Faith, has been acquired. The brokerage fee was exempted due to the effect of the contract.
Broken Faith. The item bartered for the Ichthyosaur Core, which was registered in the Dokebi Bag Exchange, finally arrived.
Kick!
The Dark Keeper saw this item coming out of thin air and laughed. No wonder it was laughing. All I received was a D-Gray item. It was a knife broken in half.
The item is too old to use. The durability will be poor and it will be difficult to achieve any performance.
Even the Dokebi who gave me the item was giggling.
How can you fight with that old thing? And it can't be used if you don't have a special skill.
I knew that much. I wouldn't have bought it if I didn't know. I sucked in a breath and concentrated my mind.
King!
The hilt started trembling greatly. Biryu shouted with shock.
How?
It was natural to be surprised. It was because this was a skill I bought from his friend with a huge 10,000 coins. Blue ether started to settle slowly on the surface of the broken blade.
Purest sword force.
After killing the ichthyosaur, I bought this skill from Bihyung. There were a few flaws compared to other superior energy techniques, but they weren't something that could be obtained for the time being.
Broken faith has responded to your star energy. Blade of Faith is activated.
Shortly afterwards, a brilliant white virtual blade sprang up from the edge of the broken blade. Broken Faith. Its real performance was revealed when star energy was injected into it. The number of tentacles increased by dozens and covered my field of view. I wouldn't be safe from these attacks with my current stamina level. It was scary. But now there was a chance. It was because the Blade of Faith was the best quality weapon when it came to demon species. The tentacles touched by the blade were oxidized and cut off. The Dark Keeper let out a terrible scream as its tentacles were destroyed. I felt magic power draining out, but I wasn't in a hurry. I calmly moved the blade. I missed the tentacles many times because I didn't have the fighting senses skill or the swordsmanship training skill, so the way I wielded the blade was terrible. It was natural. I was a reader, not a swordsman. And a reader fought in the manner of a reader.
The attribute effect has improved your memories of the pages already read.
The pages of Ways of Survival flashed in my head. The Dark Keeper's attack pattern is simple. Unconditionally, the tentacle on the upper right will first... After the attack, a single tentacle at the bottom... Its tentacles regenerate, but it will take a few minutes... I read diligently and used what I had read. The Dark Keeper shrieked as its tentacles were cut. On the other side of my field of view was Lee Gil-young. The young boy looked at me with awed eyes. Unfortunately, unlike his wishes, I wasn't the main character in this world. Still, I was confident of at least one thing. The Dark Keeper muttered as it barely managed to pull itself together from its shock. I didn't ask, but Yu Sung-a muttered from behind me in a quivering voice.
How do you know all my weaknesses?
This was what it meant. I gave an answer in a light manner. I usually read a lot of books. I knew more about this world than anyone else. Chapter 23, Episode 5, Dark Keeper, Part 4. Maybe we would have fought for a long time.
The exclusive skill Bookmark can now be activated. The number 2 bookmark has been activated. The level of bookmark skill is low, shortening the activation time. Activation time, 1 minute.
Well, I had this. My bones might be torn out of my body, or my blood might be spilt.
Your understanding of the character is low, so only a part of the character's skill is activated. Weapons training, level 1, has been activated.
But I didn't. To be exact, I couldn't afford it. I used all the powers I had. I squeezed out all my strength and ran through the tentacles. The landscape around me flashed by. The only thing left was the afterimage of a sharp white light and the sense of cutting something.
Your understanding of the character, Lee Hyun-sung, has increased. The number 2 bookmark has been disabled.
I felt like I had lost strength. I had poured everything out in one blow. Then, after a while, I heard a trembling voice in the air.
Constellations! Did you all see it? I didn't see it wrong?
It was the appearance of the Dokkaebi Biryu, who had forgotten his duties. In fact, it wasn't strange to be surprised.
A few constellations are doubting their eyes. The constellation Abyssal Black Flame Dragon is flaring fiercely.
It was a powerful Grade 7 Demon King lying down with damaged tentacles in front of me.
The constellation Prisoner of the Golden Headband pulls his hairs as if he is pleased. 500 coins have been sponsored.
The severed tentacles lay on the ground, and the surrounding ground rats had long been killed or fled in the aftermath of the fight. Only the Dark Keeper lay breathing roughly on the ground, its lips twitching. Originally, the 7th grade demon was an enemy I couldn't cope with. Thus, I was prepared. I wasn't as strong as Yoo Jong-hyuk, and I didn't have a good sponsor like Lee Hyun-sung.
The obsessive compulsive constellations praise your readiness. 200 coins have been sponsored.
It was just that the information I had was more advantageous than others. Sometimes, information was more powerful than anything in the world. The very result of that information was the white light sword now in my hand.
An ether blade in the beginning scenarios. Constellations! Is this a true story?
Fortunately, I didn't have to explain it as the Dokubi was in full swing. Ether blade. It was the flagship technique of the incarnation supported by the highest level sponsor. The technique was often called energy blade in Murom novels. To be exact, it isn't a real ether blade. The real one is much stronger than this.
That's right. Strictly speaking, it is broken faith that has absorbed the purest sword force and made the blade.
Looking at the Dokubi, he wasn't a complete idiot.
Amazing! There is a guy in that brat Byung's channel?
As if waiting for this, the Blade of Faith turned off.
Broken Faith's durability has run out. This item is no longer available.
It was a pity, but it did its part. Give me the compensation for finishing the sub-scenario.
That's right! Wait!
Biryu hurriedly entered something in the air, and a message soon popped up.
You have met the conditions to clear the sub-scenario. You have earned 500 coins. A handful of constellations admire your scenario.
The reward was smaller than I thought. It was natural because I hadn't killed the Dark Keeper.
By the way, are you not going to kill that guy?
Biryu looked at me with expectant eyes. I let out an exhausted breath and glanced to the Dark Keeper on the ground. Then I kindly said,
I have a non-killing ideology.
Non-killing?
I'm not someone who kills easily.
The constellation Demon-like Judge of Fire admires it. 100 coins have been sponsored.
Of course, it was a lie.
The constellation Secret of Plotter is giving you a sly smile. 100 coins have been sponsored.
The bewildered Biryu stammered.
But won't the reward be great if you kill this guy? You will be the first to kill a 7th grade demon, and I will give you 7,000 coins. Do you know how big 7,000 coins is?
I won't kill it. I need to open the compensation box, so please step aside. I removed the irritating Biryu from in front of me. The Dark Keeper wasn't the real reason I came here, so...
Pwok!
The 7th grade demon, Dark Keeper, was killed.
What? The Dokubi, who looked like it was so funny he would die, and the Dark Keeper who died with a knife in his chest. Then.
Now I can be strong! Kim Dokja, you son of a bitch! You didn't know this!
Han Young-ho was the one holding the knife. I had a rough idea of what happened. The explosive messages were heard in my ears.
A 7th grade demon has been hunted for the first time. An impossible feat has been accomplished. You have earned 8,000 coins. Contribution, Kim Dokja, Han Myung-ho.
Perhaps these messages were also shared with Han Myung-ho. I only received a few coins because I didn't deal the finishing blow, but... I could see Han Myung-ho dying with happiness at the messages.
Non-killing ideology! Stupid guy! What is killing in this burning world? There can't be a person like you, you know...
Then Han Myung-ho stopped. Now he knew what he had done.
The 7th grade demon, Dark Keeper, has been killed, and the Demon King Asmodeus has noticed the murderer's presence. The Demon King Asmodeus will chase the one who dealt the finishing blow until they are dead. The Demon King Asmodeus has put a terrible curse on the person who dealt the final blow. Final blow, Han Myung-ho.
What? What is this message?
Han Myung-ho cried out fearfully.
The constellation Secret of Plotter admires your wickedness.
Ah, didn't I tell you? I intentionally didn't kill it.
The constellation Secret of Plotter has recommended your scenario to the Star Stream.
Han Myung-ho stared in the air like he had lost his soul. The curse of the Demon King Asmodeus was the most terrible thing for a killer. I didn't know what it was, but it was surely terrible. I looked back and saw Lee Gil-young and Yu Sung-ha looking this way with bemused expressions. I smiled as if nothing had happened. We'll open the rewards together. After a while, we searched through the treasures and pulled out one each.
I got this. I have this.
Yu Sung-a and Lee Gil-young found a small bracelet and a shield, respectively.
Magic power recovery bracelet. Old iron shield.
They were both D-grade items, but it was better than nothing. The magic power recovery bracelet was a useful item for everyone, and the old iron shield would be good for Lee Hyun-sung. It was difficult to ignore the iron in the name. This iron was much harder than Earth's iron. Yu Sung-a spoke with slight disappointment.
It is less than I thought.
Less. Her words weren't wrong. It was too shameful to call this a treasure trove. Yu Jong-yuk, the guy who left yesterday, had probably gone through this place. He knew he would be tired fighting the demon, so he took a chance and stole the treasures. In the end, we were robbing a place that was already robbed. It is okay, because the main thing is still left. I looked at a black box at the center of the warehouse. We didn't waste any more time and opened the box. The thing in the box was a stove. It was small enough to fit into a pocket, and it was shameful to call it a stove.
Magic power stove.
As expected, it was still here. This item was in fact the key item in this sub-scenario.
Magic power stove can only be obtained once per person.
Obviously, Yu Jong-yuk had taken one, so there were two magic power stones in total.
What is this thing?
Well, I think you know a bit about its purpose. I purposely trembled, activated the stove with magic power, and raised a dead ground rat's leg. It was funny, since it didn't fit the size of a plate of food, but in 5 seconds, a remarkable change happened to the leg of the ground rat.
Wow! A delicious smell!
There was a sweet smell, and the leg of the ground rat changed to a golden color.
Meat!
Lee Gil-young cried out excitedly. Yu Sung-a asked urgently,
Can we eat this?
I'll try it first. I grabbed the greasy hind leg and dug into the flesh. The juices ran from the flesh. I forgot to chew and closed my eyes. Tasting it was different from reading it in the book.
A few constellations are drooling. Constellations have sponsored you 100 coins. The constellation Abyssal Black Flame Dragon has swallowed his saliva. The constellation Prisoner of the Golden Headband is biting his nails.
The messages continuously popped up. Indeed, eating broadcasts were the best. Everyone was united in the front of food. Eat it. I think it is okay. The two people rushed towards the meat as soon as I spoke. They hadn't had a proper meal for 3 days, so they would be quite hungry. Han Young-o recovered and came over hesitantly.
Dokchashi, I went crazy for a second.
Eat. Don't worry about the other thing.
Thank you.
You will become a ghost after eating.
What?
Han Young-o's complexion turned as white as death. I said it like a joke, but Han Young-o would really die. Asmodeus's pursuit was hard even for Yu Jong-uk to overcome. We each took one leg and started to eat. We were eating meat together because we were hungry after everything that started. Humans couldn't help it. Everyone ate the meal in silence. Was it due to the light spreading gently from the magic power stove? I was feeling a bit sentimental. Killing something and eating it in order to live. This was the life of a human. It had been like this so far, but I wondered why it felt so fresh. Suddenly I looked up and met Yu Sung-a's eyes. Huh. Yu Sung-a came to her senses and suddenly cried out,
I'm pathetic.
Huh?
Dokjashi worked so hard and I'm just eating like a pig. I was no help at all.
No, Yu Sung-a-shi, that...
By the way, how does Dokjashi know all this? You know how to cook a beast and... that... Indeed, it must be because you read fantasy novels, right? I didn't really know the world was going to be like this. My silly self was just memorizing Spanish.
I felt somewhat strange when I heard Yu Sung-a say this. I opened my mouth to comfort her. It is because Yu Sung-a studied foreign languages that you learned the language of the demon species. Of course, it wasn't very helpful.
I see. Thank you, Dokjashi.
I smiled at Yu Sung-a and got up from where I was sitting. The party was immersed in eating again.
I took a break and headed for the back of the party. In fact, the magic power stove was important, but my real purpose was a separate item. I looked closely at the black box that contained the magic power stove. It was this. There was no doubt about it. Yoo Jong-hyuk, who took the magic power stove, probably didn't know about it. The real treasure of this warehouse was this black box. In the original story, Yoo Jong-hyuk only knew about this after the 6th round of regression. Who was the first to discover this? Was it Heavenly Maid Hori? Well, it was hard to remember. It wasn't accurate, but it was probably something like this. Over there, there are strange boxes in the early areas. If you put something in there... At this time, I met Yoo Sung-ah's eyes and asked, "What is this box for?"
"Huh? This."
Yoo Sung-ah said as she looked over the box. There were unknown characters written on the box. Could she read them?
Random item box? Damn.
This was why foreign language proficiency was important. So that is what it means. I was a bit embarrassed. Yoo Sung-ah cried out,
"Quickly, use it, Dokjashi."
"Is it okay?" Nod, nod. Lee Gil-young nodded vigorously.
"You don't need to worry about us. All the items obtained here are yours. That is obvious."
"Yes, I was caught, so let's do it quickly." "Then I will use it well."
A few constellations are nodding at your decision.
I took the nucleus of the 7th grade demon from my pocket. I cut it from the dead body of the Dark Keeper. In addition, I took out Broken Faith, which had run out of durability. According to the original plot, the use of the box was simple.
Who knew? There would be a limited edition coin item.
I placed the demon core and Broken Faith into the box.
Aha! Is it real? Put sub-items in there and close the box.
In fact, I didn't know what would happen when I put in these two items, but I was certain that something huge would come out.
A top item will unconditionally come out.
A moment later, a dazzling light burst out from the closed box.